Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
I'm such a mess, I don't mean to stress. I know that I'm blessed, but yeah, I'm cursed with the recipe. You like what you see first, but then there's the rest of me. For listeners, just be glad you're at a distance. Matters of the heart leave tatters, the telltale signs, all the usual patterns. How do I get out of that? Hardly ever know what I want besides tunes. Living on the moon, and most times it's my doom. Yeah, I'm saying, we lay around, play around, but it's playing and laying. It's mischief behavior when I strain just away. I'd like to think it helps ruminating and praying. It's smelling like help after I eventually help. It's up time and again, I'm not a friend of me, I think. Don't think that's the motto. I don't like to leave, it seems some of y'all follow. Living predicaments, inflation in the rent, make the head swirl, sitting in my bed, world going. Love beside the heart, but the art make the rest a little bit imbalanced. Listen in silence, birds in the early eve while I'm on my daily constitutional. Rolling east is a solemn feast, recreational, temptational. Sensations in the thoughts just to thicken up the plots. All I got is these vibes plus pots and pans to make ramen. It's really quite common when the art life dictates everything you fixate on, but not things that make things smooth. I'm a little rough around the edges, dude. Drifting, springtime, Vancouver moves. And the scene's so appealing, yet I know I need healing. I really mean well, but still I'm looking at the ceiling. Get it together, Mo. Yeah, yeah. You know we got dang, dicky, dang, dicky, dang, 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 dicky, dicky, dang, dicky, dang, dang, dang. Get it together, Mo. All the same vibes I've been doing. When you in my shoes, you never tend to shuffle with the fleet. I don't get off on any of them trends. Weekend time and heat, my AC depleted. It's done. Hustle for another one. Rustle up a snack or two. I don't try to muffle drums. I just make the blab for you. Speaking of which, I got cravings. But I'm still behaving for the night, no less. I can feel the winds of change to ease my strains. City edge dwelling on some June-type things. Mind rolling east, but I'm home on the range. Or something like that. Something like this, or something like that. Or something like that, or something like this, or something like that. Or something like that, or something like this, or something like that. Or something like this, or something like that. Something. Yeah. Yo, the breeze sliding in, I'm just freestyling hymns, and you can truly sing mine. I'm picturing rolling through the way out, near where I recorded the way out in the EMD times. Now me and Hype rocking PMD rhymes with the beanies to match after we dispatch from the BK. Yeah, you know the replay value. I'm cooler than the up close sea sprayer. Now you know. Or something like that. Or something like this. Or something like that. Or something like that. Or something like this. Or something like that. Or something like that. Or something like this. Or something like that. Or something like this. Or something like that. Yeah, love.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
We'll be right back. wanna know.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you want to reduce your impact on climate change, you can start by thinking about what's for dinner.
And it turns out there's a lot we can do in the kitchen.
That's Chef Kathy Caton-Grazzini. She says the biggest step people can take is to eat less meat, because producing it creates a lot of planet-warming pollution. So her new cookbook, Love the Foods That Love the Planet, includes dozens of vegetarian recipes, like arugula pesto, eggplant zucchini torte, and beet burgers. But even vegetarian ingredients have some impact on the climate, so the book includes a breakdown of the carbon pollution associated with key ingredients, and it explains where those emissions come from, whether it's farming, processing, or transport.
What's really driving emissions? Is it deforestation? Is it agricultural inputs like fertilizer or irrigation?
For some ingredients, like cocoa, the way they're produced matters a lot. So the book helps people learn how to identify more sustainably produced options.
So they can make smart decisions, informed decisions about the food we eat.
She hopes the book helps people better understand the impact their food choices have on the climate and inspires them to make wonderful meals that are better for the planet.
It's a delicious way to really make a difference.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. Thank you.
there's no kiss you by. I kissed you by.
Thank you. Thank you.